USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Leading congressional Republicans confirming yesterday that U.S. intelligence agencies have developed information on a Russian military operation aimed at killing American and allied troops in Afghanistan. The GOP lawmakers saying, though, any U.S. response needs to wait until the intelligence community reviews all of the material. Meanwhile, the White House is being pressed about what it knew and when it knew that Russia's been offering terrorists bounties to kill U.S. and allied forces.
Neither the president nor the vice president were briefed on the alleged Russian bounty intelligence.
That's White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany speaking to reporters outside the White House Sunday. Under a law passed yesterday by lawmakers in Iowa, women in that state who are seeking an abortion will now have to wait 24 hours before they're allowed to get one. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court will not be taking up a challenge to President Trump's border wall plans. The case dealing with environmental requirements waived by the Department of Homeland Security to speed up construction. Environmental groups argued that that was outside the agency's authority, but a previous ruling had gone against them. Well, it's now going to stay in place. The advertising boycott against Facebook has now got about 250 companies on board, including Ford, Pepsi, Adidas, and Denny's. The latest arrivals to the list joining the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. They're all promising not to spend money on Facebook ads in July. This after civil rights groups have been accusing the social media giant of doing very little to stop hate speech and misinformation. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Despite concerns about that state's recent surge in coronavirus cases, Governor Mike DeWine is now allowing nursing homes to welcome visitors again. The governor announcing yesterday outdoor visiting can begin on July 20th with precautions so as to protect residents and staffers.
Once the nursing home has been cleared, once the testing has been taken place, then that nursing home can, in fact, start opening up for visitation, again, subject to the basic standards that we outline.
Pilots are now testing Boeing 737 MAX jets again for FAA certification. As test pilots test the aircraft in Seattle, it's a big moment for Boeing since the 737 MAX has been grounded for more than a year after two deadly crashes overseas. If all goes well, Boeing could have those planes back in commercial service by late this fall. And Shaquille O'Neal is introducing the Shaq-a-roni pizza in partnership with Papa John's, hoping to raise money for several charities. A dollar from each sale of the Shaq-a-roni Extra Large Pizza through August 23rd will be donated to the Papa John's Foundation for Building Community. The funds will be used towards COVID-19 relief to fight racial injustice, donated to the Boys and Girls Club of America and the United Negro College Fund. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.